Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, our show, the Jamie and Stoney Show, is whole once again because Stoney's back from vacation and Heather's back from vacation. But Heather paid the price on her vacation. And you are not the first person that I know of to come back from vacation injured.
Really?
But you're the first person that I think I know of to come back from vacation injured where alcohol was not a factor.
Yes.
Unless you have something you want to tell us.
No. Okay. No, alcohol was not involved.
Okay. Because I know that, for example, one of my relatives was at an all-inclusive, and one thing led to another, and he took a nasty spill. Just Ooh. A nasty spill that Ooh. Eventually involved shoulder surgery.
Wow. Was he playing a sport, or was he just walking?
Walking.
Just walking after having about 12 of the watered-down cocktails?
Yeah, I think the Rum Runner cruise is what did him in. I'm not totally sure. But anyway.
Holy cow.
So you were...
Well, thankfully, I'm not that injured.
Well, you are...
I hope not.
Emotionally, you are.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Physically, emotionally, and mentally.
That's just
mentally.
Spending all that time in Utah.
So what is your greatest vacation injury story? 248-539-9797 or on the ticket text 97136. Yours?
Well, mine just happened, and it involved a horse.
Really?
So horseback riding.
Oh, horseback riding.
Yes, horseback riding. Yeah. And the worst of it came when we were all done, and this horse reared its back leg and kicked me in the thigh.
But not the horse you had been riding.
No, a different horse. And I wasn't even standing behind this horse.
So were your worst injuries, did they come from falling off of a horse or from getting kicked by the horse?
Getting kicked by the horse.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. Okay. And then obviously the whole tree incident where I had to swing on
a
branch.
Tell the story again for
Billy to hear. So I was riding this horse. I got off to take some photos and then I jumped back on. And while I was doing so, I dropped the reins.
Mm-hmm.
So I had no control anymore over this horse. And he just started to take off towards this tree.
And you're sitting on the horse while you're taking pictures.
Well,
no,
I wasn't. I got
off
the horse.
Horse
for that. So then I got back on because I was going to continue riding. And this tree was a very low branched tree. And it was going in there. And I thought I was going to get clotheslined.
Yeah.
So, of course, I didn't want that to happen. So I got hit with a few branches. And then I found a good one and I grabbed onto it. And as I was doing that, I got stabbed in the stomach by a different tree branch. So I was bleeding. And then
you literally broke your skin?
Oh, yeah. And then I was hanging from a branch and just dangling. And then finally I jumped.
Roughly how high off the ground? I guess you were as high as a horse because you were you're on the
horseback. I mean, it wasn't crazy. Like, I couldn't jump down, I was all banged up from that.
Ugh.
And as soon as that happened, it was kind of like, all right, this can end.
Yes.
I'm done now. And then, of course, as soon as we got back, then I got kicked. So,
kicked by a horse in the shin.
Awful.
Or the thigh, right?
It was the thigh, kind of by the knee. And it was like I couldn't walk after that because my muscles were sore from sitting on this horse for so long anyway.
Shape, or form, was the horseback riding your husband's idea?
No, it was mine.
Oh, so
but he actually enjoyed it more than I did.
So you couldn't blame him for it?
No, I couldn't. It was
my
idea.
That's a shame for
you. How many times have you ridden a horse before?
I don't know, 3 or 4. No, not a lot at all. And normally it was one of those simple, like you're in a line.
Yeah, and somebody's holding a rope in front of you.
Yeah.
It's like a pony ride or something.
Exactly.
248-539-9797. Worst vacation injury that you ever endured, and we are in the vacation season here in beautiful Michigan, so I got to think there's a couple out there. On the ticket text, 97136. Heather had a bit of a traumatic vacation where she fell off a horse and then was kicked by...
Yeah, it was just awful.
kicked by a horse.
Mine wasn't as traumatic.
I don't know why I find that so amusing.
It was amusing. Don't worry. I laughed as well.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
But you didn't laugh at the moment.
No, I laughed afterward.
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
Yes. But I think for example, I don't know if it's, can you see my elbow? See how there's like a total.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that was on up at beautiful Crystal Mountain, Michigan. There's an alpine slide, which is it's like a coaster where you're in a, you know, it's a plastic slide and you're in a coaster. And kids can't go down alone up until you get a certain height. So I was always going down with my kids. And basically, if you touch the slide, your skin is gone because you're going at a pretty good rate of speed.
Yeah.
And so I was going down with my daughter and we crashed. And the problem with that is, and I say this with all due respect to my lovely wife, is that my health was irrelevant to the situation.
Of course.
It was about how my daughter was. And she was fine. And she tried to pat. She gets some crocodile tears rocking. And I think she was six. And I was like, all right, easy there, tough guy. I'm the one who got injured in the whole thing. So,
got you.
Oh, yeah. It's a total scar.
Yeah.
And then the next year we went back, and my father-in-law had roughly the same thing happen. He lost a chunk of his leg.
Oh, my gosh. It sounds really dangerous.
Yeah. And we're like, we're done. We're done with that. We're never going back.
Never again.
Yes. So, and you didn't sue for emotional damage, though, did you?
And the lawsuit's in process.
Okay.
Yeah. I got
still pending.
Mike Morris is on the job. The day before vacation, my wife decided to get a base tan in a tanning bed first time.
Oh.
Completely nude. For 15 minutes, she's never used a tanning bed before. Absolutely toasted from head to toe. Sitting on the plane was miserable. The salt water hurt her.
Oh.
And she has never tanned again.
Oh. 15 minutes is a long time for never.
Oh, really? I've never been in one of those.
I have never have either.
Oh, 15 minutes is, I think, quite a long time if you've never been in a tanning booth or didn't have a tan to begin with.
What's a good amount of time?
I mean, I feel like I am very pale, would start with about 5 minutes
really?
And then work myself up.
Yeah.
If I were to do that.
I went to Vegas for a bachelor party for Super Bowl weekend. The day before the game, we went on dune buggies, flipped the buggy, crushed my hand. My hand was dangling and all my fingers were hanging.
Oh, no.
Surgery, stitches, plates done by the last Vegas Knights team doctor. Oh, good for you.
Nice.
Siren. Hand is almost back to new. Wow.
Wow.
You got a pretty good doctor there.
Here's another one in the state you were in. Heather slid down a 35-foot cliff in Utah.
Why?
Cut my left hand down.
I wouldn't have done that if I were that person.
I know. Cut my left hand down to the nerve. Mm. Had a gauge on my right leg up
gouge.
To the left. Gouge. Right leg and up to the left side of my body. It's spelled gauge.
And gouge.
Yeah. Are they spelled the same way?
I believe so, aren't they?
No, I think gouge is G-O-U-G-A, isn't it?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's spelled gauge. Yeah. Anyway.
I spell correct. Spell checked it.
All right. Anyway.
So last night we were watching Family Feud. And so technically these people are on vacation, I assume, but they're contestants, you know.
Where unless it's a Celebrity Family Feud.
So anyways, they won, and the dad was jumping up and down, and he either blew it out or did something to his Achilles.
Wow.
Yeah,
well, there it goes. That's $20,000.
The next episode, he's sitting in a wheelchair.
Oh, my God.
And his son had to push him up to hit the thing, and they had to arrange
that's
him the right
great.
Way. And he did get the buzzer. And then the very next episode, they won again the very next episode. He was up there with one crutch.
Could you?
So
could you? Is the video good? Could you see when he falls?
Steve Harvey just all of a sudden said, oh, he's hurt. It was awkward. It was like it was edited out or whatever.
Oh, damn.
And so he's sitting there grimacing and everybody else is jumping and going with a song going.
Oh, my gosh.
Gator also saw that episode. Now he hates that guy.
Yeah, he does. Exactly. Just like the coach. Steve Inova, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Steve? Steve. Steve is gone. Steve is gone on vacation. Another ticket text. My whole family was staying at a house on a lake in Interlaken one summer, and I was tubing, and the driver of the boat was not paying attention and took a wide turn, and I was too close to the dock. I let go and clipped it with my leg, breaking it in five spots.
Oh.
Couldn't walk for 9 months.
Oh, my gosh.
God, that kind of sounds like that Cleveland Indians boating accident. Man. Remember?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. God. I guess getting kicked by a horse isn't so bad.
Well, you didn't break anything, but if I got kicked by a horse, I'd be seriously worried I broke something. I was at Mardi Gras one year and a horse stepped on my foot.
Oh, that's
like
painful
a police
too.
Horse. Oh my God. I was sure I had broken my foot.
Yeah.
But I had not.
Man, that or Doc story?
Yeah.
Those stories give me the chills.
Yeah, it makes you like.
Because you
cringe.
Think about how bad it is and even more so how much worse it could have been. You know?
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
And by the way, speaking of vacations, you would have been proud of me over vacation.
I'm always proud of you, Stoney.
We, you know, the outdoor shower we use. Well, somehow the shower head got missing. So Cindy bought a shower head, and I put it on. I'd be very proud of it.
Wow. Yeah. You installed a shower head?
Yeah, yeah. That little white tape, you had to put that on first, a little whatever the hell it is off the spool and all that kind of stuff. Do the righty-tighty, grab the wrench, and boom, it worked.
Righty-tighty.
Wow.
Lefty.
Way to go. Very
you
proud
used
of you.
A wrench?
Yeah.
Look at that.
And you didn't injure yourself?
No.
How about this one? Matt in Hamburg. I was at an all-inclusive in Mexico. I decided it was a good idea to go skinny dipping in a late night in a secluded pool on the resort. Dove in head first. Could have been much worse. He doesn't actually say what he did. I'm hoping it was just like maybe
oh my
skinned
gosh.
His forehead.
I
or
remember
something.
Meeting somebody in Mexico. Maybe it was him. He had a tile mark on his forehead from diving into the pool and hitting his head on the bottom. He literally like got the imprint of
really?
The tile on his forehead.
Maybe
yeah.
it was Matt.
It
Matt
might have been.
Hamburg. Matt, text back in if you met Heather down in Mexico.
Could have been.
Yeah.
A long time ago.
I don't know if Matt's a Mexican.
I am not a diver. I never have been when I jump in a pool. I just jump in. I just fear that so much.
Well, I like race dive, you know, as opposed to like
deep diving.
I was never good on the high dives or anything like
yeah.
that.
We had that one. As a teenager, I was camping with the family while my parents were packing up our tents. My brother and I were playing catch with a baseball. I turned for a second. He didn't realize it. And I got hit in the mouth with the ball, which got my lower lip caught on my braces. My dad had to pry it off with his jackknife.
Oh!
What?
No hospital, but lots of blood and ice. That's from Jeremy. I had some friends who were in town a few weeks ago, and we were out of town, so we completely missed them. But they stayed with some relatives who lived on Cass Lake, and they went swimming. And my friend's wife jumped off into the lake, and her wedding ring got caught on something down below.
Oh, yeah.
Ripped the ring off her finger, cut up her finger badly that they had to go to Beaumont. And the diamond is still sitting somewhere at the bottom of Cass Lake, much like... Was it Julio Jones?
His earring.
Yeah, his earring. So, you know, if you're diving at Cass Lake and you find a diamond, it belongs to my friend from California.
My original wedding ring is in Torch Lake.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Did it just fell off?
Yeah, we were playing football, and that's when it came off. I dove in the water, caught the ball. So I thought I told you this. We went back, and we're looking at pictures, and all of a sudden, my ring's gone.
Really?
And we figured out it was from that playing football.
Wow.
It was like before and after.
Was it like a loose-fitting ring or something? Like, I'd have a hard time getting my ring off.
Well, my hands were wet, though, so your fingers shrink.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. I didn't
think about
that.
Shrinkage in the
water. There is shrinkage, yes.
Ticket text, Charlie from Dearborn. When I was younger, my little brother and I were at a driving range on vacation.
Oh, God.
And he walked into my wicked backswing. I shattered his jaw, broke several of his teeth. His jaw was wired shut for the remainder of the vacation.
I bet you there are so many golf vacation or just golf related injuries as it is. It doesn't have to be on vacation, but my father-in-law got clipped in his eyebrow by one of his grandsons swinging back a golf club on vacation. It's just, you know, especially with beginning golfers
right.
who might just be hacking around with a club. If you get too near to it, forget about it. 18 years ago, I ruptured a disc in my back, lifting all the luggage and carrying it up to the condo because the elevators were down. Two 29-inch bags and three carry-on shoulder bags up three flights of stairs all at once. I had to go to the ER for pain and muscle relaxer injections. Next day, we went to Disney with my 3-year-old daughter, John, in Waterford. John is a superhero for that.
Wow.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.